Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Myla and Dr. Jocelyn. We are here today with Venturing into New Territory, and we are speaking again about Abraham. And where we left off earlier in the week, his name wasn't Abraham yet. He was Abram, and God told him to leave his father's house and to venture into New Territory. But before we begin, first, let's reintroduce ourselves. I am Myla, and this is Dr. Jocelyn. How are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing quite well, Myla. And how are you?
I'm doing just well. Thank you, and thank God. So, Dr. Jocelyn, please tell us a little bit more, refresh our memory about Abram and his story.
Well, as a quick review, we talked about Abraham having received a call to leave his father's house, his relatives, and to move into a place where only God was going to show him. And Abraham, excited about what God had spoken to him, shared this with his father and his relatives and everybody in the city, and his father decided he was going to pack up and go as well.
All right. So there was no reluctance on Abram's part. He was just ready to go because God said so. Is that right?
Yes, but he did not listen to what God had said. He said, leave your country, your relatives, and your father's house.
Oh, so okay. He just heard, go into a new territory.
Right. And so everybody went with him, his father and his brother and his brother's children and his wife. And they moved on and they journeyed to a place called Tehran, at which point his father becomes ill.
Okay.
And so everyone stays in Tehran. It was new territory. And but deep down inside, Abram knew that that's not where God was leading him. And once his father died, the rest of the family stayed in the area of Tehran. And Abram proceeded, when God reminded him, I am going to take you to a place where I'm going to show you. Of course, we like to think that Abram was actually following all the directions for the first time, but he still wasn't doing everything that God said because he took his nephew with him.
Oh, so it didn't stop there where all of a sudden now he's following the directive.
Yes, he attempted to get closer to the directive. He didn't leave all of his family.
He still took his nephew with him.
Yes.
Right.
And in the end, that plays out in another event that causes Abraham some distress.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm listening and I'm thinking of how when we are given a directive by God, God gives us a directive to perhaps leave a job, perhaps to leave our parents' home, perhaps to move to another state or another country even. And how, well, I'm just excited that Abram slash Abraham got excited eventually, got excited initially. Whereas when God tells us to do something, a lot of times there isn't some initial excitement, much less being partially obedient. A lot of times, you know, the first thing we want to say is, you know, why? Or even a bigger one, are you sure, God? Are you sure you got me? You sure it's me who's supposed to leave?
Right. Oftentimes, when God, if God should say, leave this job. Now, we said, but you know, God, this was some good money, you know? I might not always get along with my coworkers, but you know, it really wasn't that bad of a job, okay? And so we come up with all the reasons why it might not be a good time to leave.
Right.
And there's an irony behind that.
What is that?
It's when God tells you to do something,
mm-hmm.
and he's ready to move, he takes his grace with him.
Oh,
well, I'll just stay to the end of the school year, or mm-hmm. I'll stay until we finish the next audit, or I'll stay. Oftentimes, God leaves, and if his grace leaves with him,
mm.
it makes that us staying in that place 10 times harder.
Oh, yes. Extreme uncomfortability.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And so what we have to learn in all of this is that if God has said something to you, you can start packing tomorrow.
Hmm. Okay.
Because any and all of our rationale is not going to change God's mind.
Okay. All right.
And so after the bulk of Abram's family decided to stay in Tehran,
mm-hmm.
God said, okay, if you have to take Lot, okay, that's fine. But you'll understand by and by why that was not a good idea.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
The bigger question here, Myla, is what makes us even entertain God telling us to leave?
Wow. That's a loaded question, as they would say.
Yeah.
So we only have 3 minutes. So.
But I'll give you the quick version.
Okay. Thank you.
When God calls us to do something,
mm-hmm.
he gives us a glimpse of what it's going to be like in that other place.
All right.
God operates from a place of the end to the beginning.
Okay.
Okay? So he shows you the big picture where everything is beautiful and everybody's happy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in this promised land and everything is just going along wonderfully well.
Mm-hmm.
But what he doesn't tell you is, now that I've shown you the end, you have to start that journey to that end.
Mm.
But the promise for Abraham was that he was going to be blessed,
mm-hmm.
that God was going to be with him, God was going to bless him above and beyond anything he could imagine,
mm-hmm.
that he was going to be protected,
because mm-hmm.
whoever cursed him, God was going to curse.
Mm-hmm.
And so the benefit was that God was going to be with Abraham every step of the way.
So am I hearing you say, when you said that God is requiring us to walk into, if he sets it up from the end and where we're supposed to be, that once we realize that, we have to start walking into it. So can I safely say that that means we have to start walking as if we are already in that place? Or am I?
No, you're in the right place with that.
Okay.
But we have to understand is that we're not going to reach the finished product in the next day. Everything from the time God calls us
mm-hmm.
begins the process of him preparing us
mm-hmm.
for that end picture.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't think we fully understand that that process of preparing us will take us through very different avenues. But the promise will be fulfilled. If God said it, it's done.
Mm. All right. Well, on that note, Dr. Jocelyn, I don't think there's anything else to say. If God said it, it is done. So we're going to leave off with that, listeners, and we thank you for joining us. And we will be back, as they say in Arabic, inshallah, which means God willing. We'll be back on Saturday, July 22nd from 9 o'clock until 9:30 a.m. So please join us as we continue with venturing into new territory. And we're going to be speaking about issues that may appear between mothers and daughters within the African-American community. But if you're not an African-American woman, please don't feel that this conversation is not for you. If you are a mother, if you are a mother figure, or if you have known a mother, then there'll be something here for you, we promise. God bless you, and have a good afternoon, a good evening.
Be blessed.